You're listening to the Texas Standard.
The one thing that sets this camp apart is that all campers here have experienced the recent loss of a loved one. Emily Fisher is 10. Her face is red from the sun. Long strands of blonde, sweaty hair surround her face. Everyone here calls her Fish. She loves to swim.
I lost my mom and dad at the same time.
Fish's parents died in a motorcycle accident.
They were coming home and a trailer was backing out or something, and my dad was going really, really fast, and so his head got smushed in, and then my mom flew over the trailer 20 feet away, and then she passed away in the hospital the next morning.
I want to give away my madness, my sadness.
Daniel Lanuza is 8. He's a bit shy, and his big brown eyes look up at me when he talks. We sit in a golf cart in the shade, and that's where I learned his cousins died in a house fire.
Oh, this is very fun, and the teachers have to forget stuff sometimes.
Forget is what all the kids want to do. One thing that's helped Fish is to know that her story is not unique.
There's this kid named Moses. Me and him we lost our mom, so we kind of know what it feels like. So I was helping him feel better because we were at the fire and he started crying. So I was trying to make him feel better. And then I was over at another place and then I started crying and he started helping me.
For almost 2 decades, the nonprofit Hospice Austin has helped kids heal through Camp Braveheart. The healing includes meetings with their support group, guided crafts that commemorate their loved ones, and writing down their memories. Counselor Tino Phillips was a camper once. Her dad died of cancer when she was 10.
I think our main goal here is to open that door in case if at home they can't, that door isn't open for them. We open it and if they want to, they can walk through it. But if they don't want to, then they're here for camp.
Because experts say kids grieve in bursts or windows. They can be, say, playing 1 minute and needing to express their loss the next and asking what's for lunch right after. And that back and forth can be disconcerting to grown-ups. At camp, they say our society is grief illiterate. Erica Schmidt leads the Chicago Institute for Psychoanalysis. She's an expert in children's grief. Grief, she says,
stirs up in other people a lot of very difficult feelings. If people aren't comfortable or if we don't have rituals and ways of helping people with that, I think, you don't know what to do.
Schmidt says we as a society need to become grief literate, not just the campers. Just look at the world or the country or your neighborhood. Perhaps as a society, we are experiencing grief because of recent shootings and other disasters.
You can't shelter children from it. And if you try to, by acting as though it's not there, that's even more damaging. It leaves those children feeling both that they can't talk about such things, that there's a taboo, which of course then children can interpret as, you're not allowed to talk about things that adults get upset about.
Schmidt says it's important to truly learn that loss is a part of life.
This idea about loss is a very human experience. It's something that we all have, whether we have it in the same exact way as somebody else. And so, there are ways to tap into those feelings.
The main one, she says, is to talk about it. Even if it's hard, campers say it works. I'm Anna Casey for the Texas Standard.